Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello there, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul. And friends are all here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Tori Taff, here with Bill Gaither himself, and a great cast of characters. We're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today have good gospel music. Karen Peck, the Martins, Triumphant.
Stand up is the way to get it going. I remember this with the whole homecoming gang.
Stand up. Here we go.
Have you ever had a bad day, ever had a sad day? Nothing wasn't going just right. Then you give it all to Jesus, lay it down and leave it. Soon you'll find an answer inside. Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up. Ever had a burden, trouble, pain, and hurt, loaded down with too much to bear? You thought you couldn't make it, then you let him take it. Soon you'll find your load disappear. Stand up,
if you love Jesus.
Stand up,
identify.
A he-man, thought I knew it all, man. Thought I knew just what to do. I thought I was a hero, but I wound up a zero. But Jesus said, you ain't through. Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up.
Identify.
Stand up.
Tell us all about it.
Stand up and testify. Jesus said he way through. Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up.
Identify.
Stand up.
Tell us all about it.
Stand up
and testify.
Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up.
Identify.
Stand up.
Tell us all about it.
Stand up and testify.
He-man, thought I knew it all, man. Thought I knew just what to do. I thought I was a hero, but I wound up a zero. But Jesus said he went through.
Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up.
Identify.
Stand up.
Tell us all about it.
Stand up
and testify.
Stand up.
If you love Jesus,
stand up.
We like that. My public announcement today is This is International Honesty Day. There is nothing more important in any relationship than honesty. This is the day to remember and recommit yourself to being honest. As our mom and dad always said, honesty is the best policy. Yeah. Besides, it's just good for business.
Here's the vocal man with Great Day on Homecoming Radio.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day.
Gabriel will warn you Saturday morning, you will hear his horn.
Rudy tootin', it's not far away.
day. Lift up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day.
What is that about?
What's with the excitement here?
Listen, the lawn loonies from Laguna laboring at Lucas and Logan's Leaf and Loam in Latuna, just west of Laguna.
Yeah.
They gave the word of their day their Deep Weeds Award. They said the words are plain crummy for even a dummy. I don't buy that.
Okay.
Here it is, the word of the day, perfidious. Perfidious.
Perfidious.
Yeah, everybody
who
knows what that means.
Anybody?
Who could possibly know?
Hey, let me feel that one. We professionals pronounce it perfidious.
And the
perfidious, Phil, is an ancient herbal cough medicine. It creates severe itching in the toes. It creates such a sensation, not a lot of folks know this, but toes are all you can think about, and eventually you forget about the cough entirely. Therefore, it produces a 100% success rate. Perfidious is made from all natural ingredients. In fact, is sweeping the entire continent of Antarctica as we speak. Nobody there can feel their toes anyway. But on the other hand, nobody's coughing in Antarctica.
Well, there you go.
Nice. Is that right?
That is
so close, and yet so very, very far.
Oh, yeah.
It actually means deceitful, as in some people delight in being perfidious.
Nobody around this table, though.
No, we're
perfidious free.
There is no table. Moving on.
Here are the Neelands. I'm going home to be with Jesus.
I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. Well, I'm going home to Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. And I'll make my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away.
Now I'm listening for the trumpet, the sound most any time. And the crown of life that's waiting, thank God, will soon be mine. Yes, I got my invitation from a place called Calvary. By the precious blood of Jesus, the tariff been paid for me. Yes, I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. And I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when they call this church away.
The captain of the vessel is calling, get on board, and the destination
In 1984, an unknown grocery checkout girl named Vicki McClure was the rehearsal stand-in for Diana Ross, practicing for the Olympic opening in L.A.
Wow.
In the end, she was chosen to sing this song in front of the worldwide audience of 2.1 billion people. As they opened the games, she brought the crowd to its feet, and they sang Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand.
Yeah.
She did it well, but not any better than this lady. Here's Karen Peck on Homecoming Radio.
That was Karen Peck on this stand-up edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something for you to think about. Attitudes are contagious, and from time to time you need to ask yourself, is mine worth catching?
Oh, good question. Good question. And here with a little holy humor, here's Kevy.
This is a story from back home in Kentucky where I'm from. We had a little guy that was called into the pastorate, and he didn't have really a lot of experience. And so funeral director said, well, I got a service you can perform. It's a graveside service down at the cemetery. Gave him the directions. He went way back into country, about 5 miles back in the woods there. Finally found a little church. He was an hour late when he got there. Didn't see a hearse. All he saw was this backhoe digging out the grave out there, and a couple of guys that had been digging, sitting eating lunch, you know. He went out there. He preached as hard as he could preach. He prayed as hard as he could pray. He slammed the Bible down. Then he prayed one more time, and he left. And when he left, one of those guys said to the other one, "I've been putting in septic tanks for 24 years. I never heard preaching like that." That's a fiery sermon there.
I'm feeling fine. An old Mosey Lister tune.
I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I've been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, feeling mighty fine. Heaven on my mind, heaven on my mind. Won't you go, won't you go? I want to go. Yes, I want to go where the milk and honey flow. And honey flow. Milk and honey flow. There's a light that always shines.
By the way, today, Michael Sykes, it's good to have you, my dear
old Michael.
Friend.
This is fun.
Are you having a good time?
Well, I forgot my goggles and my helmet, but other than that, I'm really having a good time winging this. This is fun.
Michael's one of the name producers in this town, in this business for a long time, and married to Tanya Goodman Sykes of Goodman Revival.
The definitely better half.
Why not? Here's the Mark Trammell Quartet.
Children of the light. Seems life is all uphill and nothing's going right. But we can choose to stand strong and give God the glory. Even help someone else when they hear our story.
Turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. Test into a testimony.
Let us take every chance to talk about His power and tell how He meets His children in their darkest hour. He'll see us through every day, and as our faith keeps growing, use it to help someone. Hope in knowing.
We can turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. And turn every test into a testimony.
Gotta hear the good news. Did for me.
Can't keep it to myself.
Thank God He set me free.
Yes, He did.
Tell our friends, testify.
Testify.
Testify. Turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody.
somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory, and turn every test into a testimony. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory.
Well, our listeners email us some terrific notes. One says, I love the program, the music you play. You seem to give Bill a hard time, but with lots of joy and laughter. It's an awesome thing. You keep me lifted up. That's from Dolores.
Yeah, that's great.
I hear you on Good Sunday Morning. Fabulous. You keep my life pumped up and my soul inspired. God's blessings to everyone on the team. I'm Ingrid in Frigid North, Eskimo, Minnesota.
That's good.
Eskimo, Minnesota. That's good. I'm Pam, and I love your program. I hear you every day going to work on 88 Joy FM. I love Kevin, but I really think he has too much yardage between the goalposts.
Yeah,
he makes me laugh. Keep it up. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah. I hear you every day on WJCF in Doran, Georgia. I can't thank you enough for the joy and laughter you bring. I think Bill is the world's oldest teenager.
He's the world's oldest anything, Brian. From Michael, he says, I'm a long-haul trucker, and I scan the satellite constantly. I heard your song, Because He Lives. Listen to this. I just gave my life to the Lord 2 weeks ago, and what a difference. Now, that's the name of the game right there. Michael, thanks for sharing that with us. God bless you.
And Michael, welcome to the family. Yeah. It's one of the best families you'll ever be involved in. We love your emails, homecomingradio.com. Written by a Salvation Army officer, George Bernard, 80 years ago, Bev Shea met him.
That's right.
The old rugged cross. Here's a vocal band. Listen.
All I hear far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest stand as for a world of lost sinners was His glory forever I'll share. I will cling to the old rugged, cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the
sing great songs like that because they need to be continually sung.
Mm-hmm.
The vocal band. Well, we wanted to remind you to stand up, and we hope we've done that. Hey, Todd.
If you cyber surf during the week, pull in at homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us on the line.
And you can download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app. And you can check out the concert schedule and the latest Gaither video.
And you'll enjoy our Facebook page. Come on and hang out with us. It's also the place you can leave us a note. Go to homecomingradio.com.
Guys, in the state of Georgia, we have 137 stations that air Homecoming Radio, like WACC, WJEP, WLPF, WHHR. We say a big
salute.
And Bill, Gloria said to remind you that it's the Italian opera tonight. We're performing the thing in that little silky girdle thing around your tongue.
Oh, it doesn't fit anymore.
There's a visual. We got to go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.